Boogity, boogity.
There goes.
Boogity, boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Would you believe, dude, boogity, boogity. This was the number one song in the U.S. of A. Boogity, boogity. On this day in rock in 1974.
Wow.
It was number one on the U.S. single chart today.
So not just on, like, the Dr. No. Demento show.
No, sir. The whole country.
He likes to show off his physique.
I was going to look and see, when was it that they streaked the Oscars?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't remember when that, what year that was.
Yeah, and then he said...
Have you ever streaked?
Yes. Have you?
Yes.
I think we should talk about that. Well, not you and I. I want to hear about them out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't know. Did you get caught?
No, don't be ridiculous.
Of course not.
I'm a master criminal.
Didn't have nothing on but a smile.
How can this been the number one song in the country? Yeah. It was right around the time of Convoy and all that lovely stuff. Yeah.
Yeehaw. Boom.
There's no way he could have thought this would be like mainstream number one.
You know, we played this one time on our Friday night play whatever the hell you want thing.
Right.
The party. What is it called? The All Request Fest?
The All Request Fest?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know what you were talking about.
Anyways, number one in the U.S.
That is insane. That is insane.
America!
Maybe we need to talk to people who streak.
Yeah, maybe. Like, how did it go? Did you get caught? What happened? I don't know. Sometimes.
Why? How much did you have to drink? Yeah. That kind of stuff.
I was stone cold sober.
I like it. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah.
Rules for relationships.
Okay.
Ridiculous rules.
Always be nude.
I mean, no, I'm talking about the kind of rules that one person puts on another and the other person goes, oh, hell no. Peace
That'd
out.
That'd be all. Any rule. Right. Any rule whatsoever.
Some of them are absurd. I found a girl on Instagram who has, let's just say, pretty extreme rules.
Yeah.
For her guy.
Yeah. Is she actually still with him? Boy, he must really have some...
I don't think she's... he's still with her.
Sure. Okay, good.
But she does say at one point, if you don't want to follow these rules, fine. There are other guys who will.
No, there aren't. Not for long.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my point.
You can go ahead with your rules.
People are dumb.
People are dumb. I mean, unless they're like, you know, like, don't, like, hit on my mom sort of rules.
Right, no, but that's not what we're talking about.
That's not what
we're talking about. Ridiculous rules.
Oh, okay. All right.
That nobody would want to live with.
You're right.
And a woman got bit by a bear in an outhouse. Okay.
That's your favorite kind of thing.
I do love it. Plus, we'll tell you the word to win $2,000 cash.
Yeah.
In about 10 minutes.
That's right.
Just keep listening for that. 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, 2 minutes away from giving you the word that you need to text in to win $2,000 today.
2 minutes from me running down the hall streaking. You know, I was wondering, in 1974, everybody was streaking back
right.
in the day. What kind of trouble do you think one would get in for streaking at work here in 2022? I mean, everybody was doing
it. Oh, I think it's it would be so much worse
Can you
now.
Imagine?
Of course, because things have changed slightly.
A little bit.
Since 1974. A tiny bit.
Oh, well.
What movie was it that Will Ferrell was streaking down the street?
Oh, yeah.
And his wife pulled up in the van. He goes, hey, honey, I'm streaking. Come on, join us. We're all doing it. He's the only one there.
Right.
What movie was
Gone with the Wind. Yeah, I know. I can't
yes,
remember.
Gone with
That's
the Wind.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yes. Didn't give a damn about it.
Do we want to talk about streaking?
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's do.
Let's see if you people do.
Get the song up again.
No.
Because it's really difficult to imagine that this was on the mainstream charts, not just the wacky charts.
Number one in the USA.
This
All
is
right.
actually played by most radio stations in the country, and it was the number one song in the United States.
1974. Today.
And he ain't wearing no clothes. Yes, they call him the street.
You know, I realized I've been saying boogada boogada since 1974.
Because of this?
And I didn't realize that until like a year or two ago. Yeah. I'm like, why do I always say boogada boogada? Because of this damn song.
He likes to show off his physique.
All right, listen.
Was it David Niven that got streaked at the... I can't remember who it was, the host.
I don't remember. At the Oscars?
At the Oscars. But he was just like, oh, nice of him to show off his shortcomings to everybody.
All right, listen. We're going to have to talk about people who streak.
Okay.
So you did it. Maybe you ran onto a soccer field or any other type of field.
Right.
Football field.
Yeah.
During a game. Mm-hmm. Naked. Always hilarious.
We want to hear about it.
Always hilarious.
How did it go?
Because you can tell the security guards are way out of shape, and they're not used to chasing anybody. And most of the time, the person that's naked is running around trying to not get caught, and can do it for quite some time.
Yes, exactly. I see some nudists are calling in already.
So 818-955-KLOS. Let me guess, guys. 818-955-KLOS.
Station we used to listen to that would have played this when it was new. I remember
all stations played this.
Yes, so the number one single in the U.S. on this day in rock in 1974,
which is super crazy. So we're talking to people who have been or are streakers. KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Dewey.
Hey, Dewey.
Streak my ass. In 1973, December of 1973, I was streaking at Banning High School.
And you were actually an adult already, weren't you?
Yeah, were you in high school at the time?
No.
Liar.
No, I didn't go into the Army until 1974.
Did you get caught? Streaking?
Streaking? Yes, I did. I got in bad trouble. My dad gave me an ass whipping.
As they were wont to do back in the day.
I need a belt ass whipping.
Sure. I know those well.
You know, oh, yeah.
We got you.
Yeah, right on. Thanks for calling. Hey, let's keep tabs. How many male streakers v. female streakers?
Okay, so male, that's one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Hi, KLOS. Did you go streaking back in the day or recently?
Of course. Junior high.
Junior high. You're starting young. All right, go ahead.
About a mile from school all the way home.
On a bet? On a dare?
A dare.
Yeah.
And did you get caught?
No, I didn't get caught. Will Ferrell streaked in Old School.
Old School is right. The name of the movie.
Very well done, times two, sir. Thanks for calling. That's two males, no females. Hi, KLOS. Are you a streaker or were you?
Yes. I broke my mom's vase. My brothers made me streak down the street and naked. We lived down the street from a church. And I had my tighty whities on my head as goggles.
So that way they wouldn't tell on you? Is
I'm
that
sorry.
Why?
Tighty whities on your head and goggles.
They glued the vase together. I had to do 10 of them. I did that one thing. They both f***ed their pants laughing. The entire row of cars started beeping their horns. I jumped up on the 10 feet in the air, ran back crying my eyes out.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling, dude. That's three males.
Yep.
818-955-KLOS.
You streaker?
We're going streaking! Yeah! Sorry. We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody! Come on! Snoop! Snoop-a-loop! Snoop! No, it's cool. I'm cool. Bring your green hat. Let's go. Come on, everybody. We're going.
Frank.
Hey, honey. Hey.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking. We're going up through the quad to the gymnasium.
Frank, get in the car.
Everybody's doing it.
He's by himself, right?
He's by himself.
Come on, dear. Let's go streaking.
Everybody's doing it. The Streak, the song, was number one in 1974 on this day.
That is just insane.
It is hard to imagine.
I owned this 45, however.
Did you?
Of course you did. But I owned every 45.
Of course you did.
Yep.
Woo! So we're taking phone calls from people who are or were streakers. KLOS, hello.
I got banned from Palm Springs in the late 80s for streaking, got chased by the cops, and spent the night in jail.
Wow!
I was never allowed back in Palm Springs.
Wow.
Yeah, so my buddy bet me $500.
Wow.
That I wouldn't undress and streak through the main streets of Palm Springs during spring break.
Right.
And I did it. The cops were chasing me. I was jumping up over cars, running on top of cars, had a lot to drink. They finally caught me after about 20 minutes of chasing this naked guy through the streets. And I ended up spending the night in jail.
And they didn't give you anything to put on?
No.
I figured.
You're prepared for jail.
Exactly. Yeah, and $500, righteous bucks.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, wait, that's four out of four.
That is four.
Males.
Yeah.
Hello, KLOS.
You streak?
Yes, sir.
He's number five. All right.
Now? These days?
Now or before?
No.
Oh, okay. Back
All right,
in
tell us. Before. Tell us.
About five years ago, I was on my way to go to a concert, and one of the girls that was with us liked Bad Boys, and so I decided that I was going to take some Viagra and strip down naked and get kicked out.
Wow.
Bold. That's a bold move.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, so you absolutely had a good time running down the street. Boing.
Oh, yeah. You only live once, right?
That's true.
You only do it once.
Thanks for calling, man.
Not according to Will Ferrell.
All right, this is it. This is the non-tiebreaker.
KLOS, hello.
Are you number six?
I'm a guy.
Yep.
My girlfriend is an ex-burlesque dancer, and she's got a bunch of friends. And during the pandemic, we would spend time videotaping and photographing mostly naked women in really bizarre public places, like the middle of Rodeo Drive underneath the Christmas light.
Oh, I like that.
That is a very sexy Christmas.
You know, have you ever, urban explorers like to do that a lot. They'll get in a really nasty, horrible, destroyed, ruined place and get naked and take pictures.
What?
Yeah. Well, you haven't seen those. Huh?
It's fun.
Right. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
I'm going to say it's
interesting.
Not.
Yeah,
it's not
it
fun.
Seems really dangerous.
Yeah, it's not good.
But it's very interesting.
You will never believe the rules that this woman who I have audio from an Instagram post put on her boyfriends.
Oh, really?
The rules that she has in place.
Wow. Okay.
Are
sign here.
Are outrageous.
Gonna need a blood sample here.
I can't imagine anyone does that. So that's coming up right now. As close to 350 as we can get. We try to do People Are Dumb.
Or that.
Or that.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A woman in Oklahoma was busted for a home invasion thanks in part to Cheeto dust found in her teeth.
All right. You got my interest. You piqued my interest.
Sharon Carr was arrested on first-degree burglary charge at a home in Tulsa. Cops said they arrived at the home that night where the mom of two young kids had called 911 and reported that another lady had pried open her window and gotten inside. The thief had already made her exit, but cops said they found a bag of Cheetos and a bottle of water on the floor.
So she's robbing. Were the kids actually home when she's robbing the place? Okay.
No, they came home, surprised her, and she made a quick exit.
But she's having some Cheetos and water first.
Cheetos, yes. Well,
you know, you gotta fuel up.
A few seconds later, however, Carr allegedly emerged from the shadows, and the mom ID'd her as the invader. And they asked her, the cops asked her, were you inside this house? And she went to talk, and she had Cheetos.
No, I wasn't. I just happened to be in the neighborhood.
She had
Cheetos
dust on her teeth.
Dingbat.
And they said, turn around and put your hands behind
your back.
Moron.
Imbecile.
I'd go so far as to say dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
We should play the long version of that song at some point. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is how the woman begins. I'm an overprotective girlfriend, and I have 8 strict rules for my boyfriend.
So she goes with the 8 rules for dating my daughter or whatever.
Yes.
8 rules.
8 rules for
That's
her
too
boyfriend.
Many. Yeah.
And then we're going to take your calls, 818-955-KLOS. Somebody who tried to put rules on you.
Wow,
in a relationship,
I can't even imagine.
It does seem like a giant red flag.
I mean, to you and me, I think I would just immediately turn around and walk away.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But she says that they need to have trust. And to have trust, you have to follow her rules.
Setting out rules right away says you don't trust me.
This is at the Freak
Show. So there's a lack of trust.
At the Freak Show Circus on TikTok.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Today we're doing controversial rules I make my boyfriend follow, Instagram edition.
Okay, bye, is what I would say.
Right,
hashtag
same.
Bye, Felicia.
Same.
Yeah.
Because I was telling my guy friends and they called me a psycho bitch. Disclaimer, almost every single one of my boyfriends has followed these rules. So if you're like, oh my God, I could never, it's okay.
That was a quick and weird edit.
It was strange, yeah.
Somebody else will. So number one.
No, they won't. And if they do.
They may. Blah. I mean, they're desperate people out there. Maybe.
Blah.
Agreed.
Blah.
Right. So number one, block anyone you had a romantic interaction with. Like,
forget it. I mean, that would be hundreds.
Obviously, people you slept with is a no-no, but if I found out you held a bitch's hand and you're still following her, you're done.
Ugh, that's ridiculous.
What?
Get out.
You're saying that's ridiculous?
And that's rule one.
Rule one is if you ever even held her hand, you can't follow her on social media. Now,
that's so ridiculous.
We are going to open up the phone lines to people who tried to put rules on each other. It doesn't have to
be. Or if someone tried to drop them on you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't have to be social media,
yeah.
But these are all social
these
media.
These kind of rules. Oh,
yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
These 8 that she's putting on.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
number 2, no following new women since the day we started dating.
Ridiculous.
No following new women at all.
This makes me ill.
Same.
period. I don't want to give an explanation. Number three, no searching girls' names in the handlebar. Like,
handlebar?
What are you searching for? No, but really, what are you searching for? Because you should find it in me. Number four, Ugh. No liking girls' photos. Like, every guy knows.
I hear sirens. They're coming to get her
already.
They
should be, yeah.
Girls don't like this. So the fact that you're continuing to do it, knowing internationally women don't like this, is a slap in the face. So period, points blank, no.
Holy
I think
cow.
I would like to say that girls put pictures up on Instagram and like likes.
Of course. Right? Yes.
I mean, that's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah. It's no thing. It's no big thing at all.
Right.
Who cares?
You click like on a photo and you move on. And what? How does it make a difference?
None. Zero. Nada. Ill.
So rules in relationships that maybe scared you off.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. She goes on. Rule number five, no story replying. You can't reply to anybody's story.
Nope.
Number six, no more than one girl per scroll on your Explorer page. Which is absurd.
Beyond absurd.
And then number seven, if she posts more than one bikini pic in a row, unfollow. It goes on and on. So rules in relationships that to us seem like instant deal breakers.
I mean, you can't, so this is her straight up out front. Can you imagine a year into it?
No.
What else you got up your sleeve that's no. not allowed?
Nope.
When she's screaming and throwing things and scaring the cat.
Somebody making rules automatically is a giant red flag.
Yeah, big time. At least for you and I, especially.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
818-955.
And I will say that I just obey the normal rules. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're yes, of course.
Yeah.
No one needs to tell you
no
any of that.
No.
Because you sort of behave.
Ish.
When it comes to women, you behave.
Yeah, that's about it.
Let's just say that.
That's because I've learned.
Other rules, no. No. So 818-955-KLOS. Rules for relationships?
Okay, so those two words shouldn't even be in the same sentence.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Or you're a psycho.
Yeah,
agreed.
Exactly. So, I mean, how wonderful must this person be to be able to set out eight immediate rules to anyone?
She's awful. She's not wonderful. She's awful. So no one's ever tried that to you.
No.
Okay.
No,
good.
No.
Good.
I don't like the word rules.
Right. Agreed. Here. Here.
Agreed.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Rules for relationships.
Yes. I didn't realize I'd get through. Hi. Mm-hmm. How are you?
We are good.
Good. So yeah, I was just calling first to say, first of all, before I even heard the rules, I was like, oh, you guys are crazy. Of course, her rules are going to be like, oh, no hitting, no name calling.
Right.
And
wow.
You played her rules, right? You played her rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, yes, she is. And you know what's crazy is, so I had rules in a previous relationship of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I didn't know it was a red flag. It was with my ex-husband.
Right.
And it was like, I wasn't allowed to have any guy friends. If I had guys at work, I worked at a bank. So, like, I was on the teller line. I couldn't talk to my, like, coworkers that were men.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't have lunch with them.
That's awful.
I'm sorry. Let me back up, though. You didn't, at the time, you didn't know enough to think, oh, this should
this
be a huge
idea.
Red flag.
Right.
No, because the relationship he saved me from was from another man who took, like, $30,000 from me.
Wow.
So I was this guy, like, yes, I've had horrible relationships,
right.
And I had no idea.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you for learning and moving past that kind of guy.
But
we appreciate
thanks
it.
For calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello there.
Hi. Talking about rules for relationships?
Yes, I just have one.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's kind of major, but anyway, no male friends. If you have a need to companionship of another man, to go out and eat with them, go to a movie, whatever, you don't want me.
Well, hold on. So, because the last caller said she was at work and she worked with male coworkers, and if they would go out to lunch or whatever, she would go out to lunch with them.
Yeah.
So, are you talking about dating another guy or literally not being friends with guys?
Literally not being friends with them. I mean, if they're going out with a group, I don't care. You know, but if it's her and one guy, and they're really tight like that, and they go out all the time, sooner or later, I'm telling you, all guys are this way. They want to know.
I disagree. I go out with females on my own quite often.
Same.
And, and we know that we're not.
And it's meaningless.
Yeah, they're like my sisters.
Are you gay?
No. Are you extremely what's the word?
Insecure?
Insecure.
I guess a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what? Hold up.
Anytime, yeah.
A lot.
I'll tell you what, it comes with maturity because younger guys think it's okay, and sooner or later, the girl goes somewhere else.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, at least I can say the younger thing I get, but you sound older than you now. You should know that.
You're very insecure.
You need to
dude.
Trust whomever you're with if they're like your age, man. You really do.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I'm not dating you. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, is that off the table?
Because I have other friends that are guys, and that's just how it goes.
All right, I'm very interesting. We got to run, but thanks for calling, man.
Yep. Nope.
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 Huh.
Red flags.
Huh.
Red flags.
818-955-KLOS.
Rules for relationships. Talking about rules for relationships based on a woman who put up her rules on Instagram.
8 insane things she wants people to, you know.
So, for example, if her guy is following a girl who puts up a bikini pic twice in a row, he's in trouble. It's a lot of nonsense.
Yeah,
he's in trouble for everything. He's in trouble if a woman exists. Oh, it's just a giant red flag. Then we had a guy call a minute ago who was just as bad. He doesn't want a girl having any
I think
male
that's
friends.
Really common. I think people.
You
yeah,
do?
I think a lot of guys are like, you'd never go out even to
that's
lunch.
So insecure
with any male by one on one ever.
Wow,
I
All
think right. that's pretty common. Weirdly.
Talking about rules for relationships. KLOS, hello.
One rule, nothing in the butt.
For you or for her or for him?
Either way.
Fair enough.
I'm down with you on that one. That's a solid rule.
What was Allie always talking about? Butt stuff, right?
Yes.
She
was joking about that.
Oh, was she?
Yes, she was.
She didn't have a real opinion on it?
No, joking.
All right, well, I'll keep that in mind. Thanks for calling, man.
I like that you throw out her name, though, in this topic. KLOS, hello.
Me? Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, you guys have been in the market long enough to remember Tom Likas.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I love Tom. Tom's an actual friend of mine, really.
Okay, well, cool. Then talk to him because he said a number of times, I heard him used to say when he was here on whatever the other station was.
Right.
KNX. I don't know. Yeah.
That unless the friend, the quote-unquote friend, is gay, it doesn't matter. If the guy is straight and he's her friend, eventually, whether it manifests or not, he wants in her
place. That is Tom, all right.
Way around it.
That's Tom. I can't do Tom anymore. I used to be able to do him really well. I always wonder.
I think Tom exaggerated for the
yes,
radio.
Yes, I've always wondered that.
I
don't know.
I think that's ridiculous.
That is exactly what Tom would say, though.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
He just says outrageous stuff.
Yeah, sure.
He's hilarious. Right. I love Tom Likas. Thanks for calling, man. He is a very funny dude.
KLOS, hello.
He was really good when he was political back in the 80s.
Yes.
Very political.
Agreed.
Yeah, hi.
No rules.
What?
No rules.
No rules.
If you can't trust him, you can't trust him.
You can't trust him, you can't trust him.
They're
going
to do it regardless if you're going to do it or not. So
I do. I agree. I totally agree with that. I mean, I have my lines. Like, when I see someone do something, that includes friends and bosses and everything. As soon as they do something wrong, I'm like, okay, write you off.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't set up rules ahead of time.
No, of course not.
No
because
point.
You have to be secure enough to in yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Take care of yourself. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Rules for relationships. Started the hour talking about ridiculous rules for relationships that people put on each other.
Crazy.
And, crazy indeed. And how can you be happy living that kind of life? So, rules for relationships. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, don't trip when I smoke weed.
Don't freak out if I'm over here puffing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think that's the kind of thing that she should know, of course.
Yeah,
about you. Of course.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Yeah, I can't imagine not being in a relationship where we weren't smoking. I just can't.
Right. Well,
exactly.
Yeah. Sligo doesn't have any friends who don't smoke.
That's pretty much true. I don't have any friends. So, you know. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, really. My wife said, once we got married, she goes, honey, I got one rule for you. And I said, what was it? You're not allowed to be happy anymore. Happy wife, happy life.
And did that work out? Is she happy and you're very miserable?
For 20 years, I've been very miserable.
That is a beautiful love story.
That is. That's nice.
Can you guys remind me what happiness is like?
Yes, we can. Yeah, it's pretty great. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I am afraid. I don't like what's written on this sheet about what's about to come up.
It just says woman outhouse.
That's frightening.
That's all it says.
But I know where these stories because usually go.
I didn't want to tell you the story. I didn't want to give you a heads up.
And so that scares me even more.
My fear that I've had, I believe, since birth is that there's a snake when you sit down to go to the bathroom.
Right.
That's my fear.
You're quite vulnerable at that moment and might be bitten.
And it happens all the time.
It does. It's amazing how much it actually happens.
It really
is. It's shocking.
Because what you want to do as an adult is say, okay, I had that
irrational fear
when I was a kid, but now I can reason and say it doesn't ever happen.
Of course, snakes don't come up through the toilet and bite anybody on the butt ever.
But they do.
At least once a month, it seems.
Here's the quote. Mm-hmm. Something bit my butt.
And tiny Kevin is like, ah!
Alaska woman using outhouse attacked by?
Oh, my God.
Bear.
Whoa! Wow.
Bear.
Wow. And that Kodiak bear, that was a big one, right? Bear. Wow. Was he down in the latrine?
He was.
Oh, no.
It's a remote area of Alaska where Shannon Stevens, her brother Eric, and his girlfriend took snowmobiles into the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And she went out to use the outhouse and was attacked by the bear from below.
Oh, man. What's he do? I don't. That's a smelly-ass bear.
I got out of there and sat down on the toilet, and immediately something bit my butt as I sat down.
Wow. Wow.
I jumped up and screamed when it happened.
I'm sorry, but don't you look if you're in an outhouse? I kind of look. It's been a while, but yeah, I do.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because her brother heard the screaming.
Oh, man.
And went to the outhouse immediately, which is about 150 feet from their yurt.
You know, I love that word.
Is
I
kind
do.
Of a tent.
Yes.
A little more permanent tent, but not really.
Teepee-ish, but not quite. No, because it's not got the, whatever. Yes.
So 150 feet away from the yurt. And there he found Shannon tending to her wound. And first they thought she had been bitten by a squirrel or something small. Because the bear didn't really
roar or come out or.
Eric had brought his headlamp with him to see what it was. Mm-hmm. I opened the toilet seat, and there's just a bear face right there.
What?
At the level of the toilet seat.
What? With them teeth and that crazy nose?
Yes.
And wow. Looking at you?
Just looking right back up at me. Whoa. Through the hole.
Leave me alone. I'm having fun.
I just shut the lid as fast as I could.
Yeah, well, you did.
That should stop a bear. And I said, there's a bear down there. We got to get out of here now. And they ran back to the yurt as fast as they could. I got news for you.
Yeah, that's not going to stop a bear.
Right.
A yurt.
You're not safe.
That's fabric.
In a yurt.
A smelly bear is coming after you.
Isn't that
incredible?
Hey,
I didn't finish my lunch.
She said it was bleeding, but it wasn't super bad. So they were waiting to see if it kept bleeding, and then she would go get help, but she didn't end up needing it.
Well, and that's not something that you want to have mixed, you know. I mean, like, they're always, it's dangerous anyway, it's dirty anyway, and then it's a mouth and...
It's a blood and a bear.
And poop.
And poop.
And lots of poop.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Ugh.
So I thought we would open up the phone lines. This is going to be weird, and I'm not sure we'll get anyone to call. You were bent in the butt. Doesn't have to be on the toilet.
Bum biters.
Somehow you got bit in the butt.
You a bum biter.
A dog.
You've been bitten.
Maybe
right.
A dog.
Oh, yeah,
bit
sure.
You.
Yeah.
What else could you get?
Are we not necessarily looking for people who are paying to be bitten on the butt?
No, agreed. And we don't want any kind of domestic violence. So if there's any fighting going on, not interested. But if you were bit in the butt.
Butt, ox.
We need to talk to you.
That's a really weird thing you just said. This that again.
This show has is very highbrow. If you were bit in the butt, we need to talk to you. 818.
I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of hearing that.
955 KLOS. You were bit in the butt. Listen, I used to only be scared of snakes in the toilet. That was my lifelong fear as a kid.
Creatures, just aplenty coming up out of the turlet these days.
Bear.
So
a
many
bear.
Things in the bowl.
A bear bit a woman in the butt.
That because she was in the latrine. It was down there in the muck.
Right.
Blech.
So we're taking your calls on being bit in the butt.
Hey, Kevin, does it count if I got bit in the nuts?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yikes. What the hell bit you there?
It sure does. How did that happen?
Out camping with my buddies, went to use an outhouse, got bitten the neck by a black widow.
Oh, my God.
No.
Tangerines.
Oh.
And my unit swelled up like a baseball bat.
Oh, man. And yet part of you is going, ooh, look at that. That's
look
pretty
at
cool.
This. I'm impressive.
I'm huge. But that's terrible. How long did it take before you were completely over it and everything was out of your system?
It took about 5 days, but I'll tell you what. When I got back in town, I pulled that thing and showed everybody in the bar.
Ta-da!
Wait, it was still that big?
Swole up like a bat.
Damn.
Wow.
Was that the Deadpool bar? Is that the one that Deadpool goes to? That seems like something to go on in that bar.
Yes, it does.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, and we're horribly sorry to hear it. That is awful. That's your nightmare, Kevin.
That is my nightmare.
Wow.
That's everything put together.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was bitten the butt by a halibut.
What?
The fish.
The fish by an halibut?
I didn't know halibut bit.
Were you bit by an halibut?
I was bit by an halibut right in the butt. I was.
How'd that happen?
I didn't know halibuts actually bite people.
Yeah, they,
shut up,
they
Sluggo.
Kill
you don't know.
Hundreds of people a day. Very dangerous fish.
Well, they're big fish sometimes, and sometimes they're big butts, like they did with mine.
Like when you were out fishing and he was like in your boat because you caught him and then he bit you?
In the back of the boat is where he bit me, in the butt.
Hilarious.
That's weird.
What was he hanging off of your butt?
He was hanging off the line that was attached to my butt, I guess.
Hilarious.
I was bringing the butt up, and the butt bit me.
What?
The butt bit you. The what?
The halibut.
The halibut.
Oh, I got
gotcha.
You. You're using right. butt as short for halibut, so that it's the same word. I got it.
Was there anybody there having a laugh with you?
Oh, yeah. You know, it was me and all my buddies.
Hilarious.
The fish story goes on and on.
Yeah, we've heard enough.
Yeah, that's beautiful, though. Beautiful story. I will treasure it for life. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You were bit in the butt.
So I missed the first part of this story.
A woman sat down on an outhouse in Alaska, and there was a bear inside underneath, and it bit her in the butt.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Right?
So, yeah. So I was bit in the butt. I was at a Easter brunch several years ago, and might I say that dogs typically like me, but...
Okay.
I've been bit by a lot of dogs in my life, too.
Right.
So there was a dog, and it was a boxer pit bull mix.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pretty fine with me at first, and then got really angry, started to come at me.
Right.
And it felt threatening, so I turned around.
I mean, and in that situation, you give up the butt. You just go, yeah, here.
Yeah, yeah.
I ran.
Yes.
The only thing in my path was a block wall, and I did my best to try to jump up the block wall.
Uh-oh.
And the dog jumped up the wall and bit my butt.
Oh, man.
I was in my Sunday best, you know, wearing
Excellent.
A nice Easter dress.
Excellent.
And was mauled by a dog.
Excellent. Good times.
Mediocre oldies.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
You were bit in the butt. Are we childish? Yeah. Yes, we are.
No, we're trying to help.
A woman in Alaska sat down in an outhouse, and there was a bear in there, and it bit her in the butt. So the question is, you were bit in the butt?
Okay, well, it wasn't quite the butt. It was a taint.
Even worse.
We were out hunting rattlesnakes, and we came to this water tower, and it was on top of railroad ties. I stuck my foot up on the railroad ties, and I saw him strike. So I grabbed him right as he got me, right in the tank.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And what do you do in that case? You got to have anybody suck the venom out of that area, I wouldn't think.
I had five guys with me, and I couldn't get none of them.
Of course.
Sure.
Of course. They're like, hey, sorry you're going to die, man.
That's why you always bring with you a prostitute.
When you're hunting snakes, always bring a prostitute. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, wow, dude. That's Woo! Horrifying. That's a great, awful story.
That is rough.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
Wow.
KLOS, hello.
Wow.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you got bit in the butt?
No, my wife did at the House of Blues by some guy. We were at the House of Blues seeing Ted Nugent, and this guy came up behind her and bit her on the butt, and I proceeded to beat the ever loving shit out of him.
Sure, of course.
When just a stranger in the crowd
thought it was okay.
He was being a jerk. Ever since we were waiting for the car for him to get our car.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So he was just being annoying in general to everybody, and then he went for the butt.
Yeah, him and his two buddies.
Wow.
And then as soon as he did that, turned around, grabbed him, just started wailing on
sure.
him.
Sure. What's he expect? How does he not think that's coming?
That is what he needed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well done, sir. Well played. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
You just played that clip of Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah, when he called in the other day.
And talking to your friend Craig.
Yes. Known him since like fifth grade or something. He's a very odd fellow.
And he truly believed that Paul McCartney was dead.
Yeah, you know, so he had all the things, like on Abbey Road, the cover of it, there's a license plate that says 22F, and Paul was walking across the street in that famous picture barefoot, and that's how they buried them, theoretically.
So then you asked Paul McCartney to talk to him.
I'm like, will you please tell... I mean, he believed it. It was not a...
Right.
We were like, dude, there's no way...
But do you... Have you let him know this?
I have not had a chance to get a hold of him yet, because Craig is a very odd fellow. He doesn't have a cell phone. He doesn't have...
Paul McCartney shouted him out.
Right! And I have no way to get a hold of him. He doesn't have internet. He doesn't have a computer, so I can't send him a copy of it. I can't say, hey, go to KLOS.com and hear you being shouted out by the real Paul McCartney.
Well, I'm very glad that you brought him up to Paul McCartney then, because he's not going to ever hear about it.
That is the weirdest thing.
So good work on your part.
Well, you know, really I just done. Wanted to, I know eventually.
Really well done.
I know eventually I'll be able to.
Yeah, you won't.
Yeah, he'll
never hear from him again.
Well, that's probably for the best.
That's close.
Very weird.
This is how the woman begins. I'm an overprotective girlfriend, and I have 8 strict rules for my boyfriend.
And so she goes with the 8 rules for dating my daughter or whatever.
Yes.
8 rules.
8 rules for
that's
her
too
boyfriend.
Many. Yeah.
Does seem like a giant red flag.
I mean, to you and me, I think I would just immediately turn around
Agreed.
And walk away.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But she says that they need to have trust. And to have trust, you have to follow her rules.
Setting out rules right away says you don't trust me.
This is at the Freak Show.
So it's a lack of trust.
At the Freak Show Circus on TikTok.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Today we're doing controversial rules I make my boyfriend follow, Instagram edition.
Okay, bye, is what I would say.
Right,
Hashtag bye, Felicia.
Same.
Yeah.
Because I was telling my guy friends and they called me a psycho bitch. Disclaimer, almost every single one of my boyfriends has followed these rules. So if you're like, oh my God, I could never, it's okay.
That was a quick and weird edit.
It was strange, yeah.
Somebody else will. So number one.
No, they won't. And if they do.
They may. Blah. I mean, they're desperate people out there. That's may, just, maybe.
Blah.
Agreed.
Blah.
Right. So number one, block anyone you had a romantic interaction with. Like,
forget it. I mean, that would be hundreds.
Obviously, people you slept with is a no-no, but if I found out you held a bitch's hand and you're still following her, you're done.
Ugh, that's ridiculous.
What?
Get out.
You're saying that's ridiculous?
And that's rule one.
Rule one is if you ever even held her hand, you can't follow her on social media. Now,
that's so ridiculous.
We are going to open up the phone lines to people who tried to put rules on each other. It doesn't have to
be. Or if someone tried to drop them on you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't have to be social media,
yeah.
But these are all social
these
media.
These kind of rules. Oh,
yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
These 8 that she's putting on.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
number 2, no following new women since the day we started dating.
Ridiculous.
No following new women
Ill.
At all.
This is makes me ill.
Same.
Period. I don't want to give an explanation. Number 3, no searching girls' names in the handlebar. Like...
Handlebar.
What are you searching for? No, but really, what are you searching for? Because you should find it in me. Number 4, Ugh. No liking girls' photos. Like, every guy knows.
I hear sirens. They're coming to get her
they
already.
They should be, yeah.
Girls don't like this. So the fact that you're continuing to do it, knowing internationally women don't like this, is a slap in the face. So period, points blank, no.
Holy
I think
cow.
I would like to say that girls put pictures up on Instagram and like likes.
Of course.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, that's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah. It's no thing. It's no big thing at all.
Right.
Who cares?
You click like on a photo and you move on. And what? How does it make a difference?
None. Zero. Nada.
She goes on. Rule number 5, no story replying. You can't reply to anybody's story.
Nope.
Number 6, no more than 1 girl per scroll on your Explorer page. Which is absurd.
Beyond absurd.
And then number 7, if she posts more than 1 bikini pic in a row, unfollow. It goes on and on. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Psycho Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. If you would check it out, that would be great. It's on YouTube or any place else where you find podcasts. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We were just talking, as you heard, about the song The Streak, which was number 1. Was it 40 years ago today?
I don't know, but it was 1974. I can't do that kind of math.
1974.
Yeah. 50.
28. So all no. those people that were streaking that we just talked to, there were a lot of other people that we didn't have time to get to. Our audience likes to get naked.
Yeah, and we love you for that.
And people are dumb. A woman broke into a house, grabbed some snacks, Cheetos, and a bottle of water, and she was identified because later she had Cheeto dust in her teeth.
I submit the evidence of Cheeto dust.
And a woman sat down on a porta potty in Alaska and was immediately bitten by a bear in the butt. So we took calls from people who'd been bitten in the butt, and a guy called who was hunting snakes that got bitten in the taint.
And his buddies wouldn't help him.
Hilarious.
They wouldn't help remove it orally. Unbelievable. Hilarious. Shocking. All right, I'm off to streak.
Enjoy that.
Nobody else will.
I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out. Sir Paul McCartney is on the phone.
I have a friend, and I kind of hate to bring this up, but he's one of those crazy people who insisted and would tell all of us back in the day that you had passed on and that you weren't with us anymore, and then someone had stepped in. And I would just like, if you could, to maybe say, Craig, it's really me, and I'm really alive and have been all along.
Craig, it's really me. I'm really alive. No, man, that thing started with, what was it, the Abbey Road?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm afraid it was an American DJ who started it.
Oh, they're the worst.
They are the worst.
But, you know, it was one of those things, again, you couldn't do anything about it. It just, so I said, well, you know, let it run, because it was great publicity for the album.
Sure.
But there were a few people coming up to me afterwards, sort of giving me a poke and kind of looking up. Like,
he would have been one really of them. You? Yeah.
Can you prove it? Can you prove that you're you?
Yeah. I am me. I promise.
Just got confirmation it was David Niven.
It was?
Yeah.
How did you get confirmation?
Don't ask.
Okay. The Castoroid is here.
Yeah!
And this is the word for this hour, RHCP. It's not so much a word as it is four letters.
Sure, okay.
For the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But RHCP, text those letters to 68683. That's RHCP to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and it's KLOS Los Angeles humans that are winning. More shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Minutes away from finding out what the word is to text today to win $2,000.
Nice.
That's coming up in a second.
Bet it's landing a little late, maybe after the exciting commercials, but it's coming soon. Win yourself some cash right now.
That was tight. That was tight. That was good work on the board.
Thank you.
The word for you to win $2,000 this hour is crater.
What is it?
Crater. C-R-A-T-E-R.
Crater.
Crater. Text that word to 68683. That's 68683. Crater for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. With apologies, of course, to K-Earth. That was a terrible thing to say. Yeah. They have wonderful oldies over yonder.
Of course. The word for this hour, if you want to win $2,000,
yes,
is smoke.
Smoky, man. I need to watch Friday again. I love that movie.
S-M-O-K-E. Text that word to 68683.
Do it.
That is smoke to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck, folks.
But first,
hey, that's the old school Cassiosaurus.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe he's doing okay today.
That is Cassiosaurus.
Yeah.
What, he's back?
You sure, why not? Yeah, he's come back from life, but it's really Cassiosaurus.
What happened to Cassiosaurus?
I don't know. I think he ate Cassiosaurus. Woo!
This is very confusing.
This is the wrong audio, but that's beside the point.
It doesn't matter. Text the word clash.
What is it?
Clash.
Like a really good band?
Yep. Clash. Okay. C-L-A-S-H to 68683. That's Clash to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after the hour, back when this dude goes back into the grave until 10 o'clock tonight. Keyboardist Rick Wakeman of Yes, born on this day in rock in 1949, joined Yes in 1971. Boogada Boogada, Ray Stevens' The Streak was number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock, 1974. With Jim Carrey as host, Soundgarden made their one and only appearance on Saturday Night Live on this day in rock in 1996.